It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and I'm happy to be rejoined by Jake Smith, the artist known as the White Buffalo. Welcome, Jake.
Thank you for having me.
I discussed with you when you first got here, you know, it was about 6-8 weeks ago. I can't remember exactly. An incredible article in the LA Times that was so insightful and so human. That had to be a gratifying article to get up one Sunday morning and read in the paper and see it. How was your response to that, and how'd that come about?
I actually haven't read it, but it was the gentleman who wrote it covered both Afghanistan and Iraq for years, and I guess a lot of soldiers had come to him and said, listen, this guy's really speaking to us. With my last album, which was, and even on previous albums, I've had songs that relate to war, kind of soldiers and whatnot. But the last album was very
Shadows, Grays, and Evil.
Shadows,
Ways.
Grays, and Evil. Wait, what was
and it? You focused on that. There was there
yeah,
was
it was a story of the concept, guy who right. went off to war and came back, and it was still not assimilating to, you know, regular life.
And that's a story that needs to be told.
Yeah, and so it was a modern story, and a lot of these guys could relate to it coming back. I get soldiers. And vets that come up to me on a daily show basis, you know, tearing up, giving me their flags that they carried around, giving me medals, saying how much I helped them, which is really quite moving, you know.
Let's talk about the new album, Love and the Death of Damnation. First of all, great title.
Thanks.
You know, when you got a great title, always catches the eye. There are heavy songs on this record. And, you know, in the case of the first song out, Modern Times, the first one we're playing, that's a nice, you know, it's got a spirit to it that we've discussed. Hey, man, this feels like summer. It's Muang. Now, there's a story to it, but
yeah.
The music is...
That's one of the songs that does kind of has a darker theme to it underlying, but it's kind of the juxtaposition of the light and the feel good of the song. You know, I mean, it's a song about this a guy who doesn't feel like he belongs in the modern age and feels like the city and the buildings, everything has moved to him, and he's pissed. He's pretty pissed about it. And so he's, you know, it's like old man angst, you know. But
get off my lawn.
Yeah, kind of, but in a way, it feels good, you know. And I've always loved that. And other songs on the album, I consciously or unconsciously went to a good place and tried to keep it as a good place instead of it going into a dark area, which there was moments where in a couple of those songs, even I started, you know, I mean, my lyric sheet is when I'm writing stuff, there's three or four different options and, you know, songs can go anywhere. And you know, I was like, why, you know, why do I have to go dark every time? I was like, I don't, you know, it can still be real and feel good and be a positive message. So there's a few on that I think is maybe a growth thing as a songwriter or as a person.
I don't know what age it is, better hold up inside. I don't belong in these modern times. Escape the past, dream of another. Call all the gods, looks like we got a runner. Kick off the dogs, corporate invasion. Can't gentrify the soul of a nation. And I swear the buildings move to me overnight. Don't belong in these modern times. Can't find the Lord, shaking hands with your brother. Can't hide forever in the womb of your mother. All aboard, it's a permanent vacation. Bathe in the water of your mind's mutilation. And I swear the buildings move to me overnight. I'm holding on. time. The oaks and the sage and the fields of gold, birds and the bees ain't never been told. The end is near as the morning light. Oh, in the maze, in the mold, I can't see the light. Fades like the days in the fire in my eyes. Destiny laughs in the face of denial as the world spins by. In the modern time. Hey!
It would appear to me that you tend to get inspiration from those everyday stories that you know are part of life, and you're not afraid to go down the dark alleys in some of the storytelling.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm less informed than people might think, but at the same time, I'll take it to larger scale topics or issues and try to bring them to a human level where people can relate to them.
The fact that you do like to create pretty precise characters in your stories and believable acts and themes in the songs, I imagine that's had to have had a part in the way the film and TV business have adopted your music and you know, really found it to be compelling and fitting with a lot of the syncs you've gotten.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, with all the Sons of Anarchy stuff, which was great and has been great for my career, they would use music in a certain style in a certain way, as using it in the montage and at the end, which part of the story. You know, a lot of my stories are so specific, and my vocal is always kind of in your face that it's hard. Sometimes it's harder to use.
A four-second drop as a sync would be tough.
It's not. It's harder to be used as just straight background music or something that's really vague, which often gets more licenses than almost anything else. But yeah, I've been lucky to have a few shows that have backed me and have used them in ways that it's part of the story.
And that would lead us to wanting to offer our congratulations. You got nominated for an Emmy for such a song in The Sons of Anarchy.
I did. That was one actually co-written by the creator, writer of the show, Kurt Sutter. He wrote the lyrics, and Bob Thiel and I put it to music and melody, and I kind of tweaked some of the lyrics to make it more singable, but the majority of them were all his.
One of the songs you play today, I guess, is going to be one of those Grat tracks on the 14th, right? Which one? Which is going to be
available? It's called Go the Distance.
Okay.
Modern Times is available now, and then on the 14th, Friday, if you pre-order the album, you get Go the Distance.
It's our hope that everyone will go out and get this incredibly deep and insightful look. It certainly is going to rank as one of the best albums of the year here at KCSN. It is Love and the Death of Damnation. And this is The White Buffalo.
She was down at the bar in the neighborhood. Well, gossip runs quick when the liquor's good. Well, truth and drinks, they get watered down. She overheard of someone I was messing around with. People talking, that's understood. But don't you listen to him, or he's a peck of wood. Well, all that comes off my shoe. Doesn't matter to me, but it matters to you. You and I will go the distance. Take you past the sun to the stars. Your love is my only existence. Your line is just the way I walk. I got a pocket full of money, full tank of gas. You're not just my woman, you're a piece of ass. Well, I'm sitting right at home on a bar stool. You can hold your liquor, but you can't shoot pool. We get hungry on the drive home. Maybe we got drunk, maybe we got stoned. We're late night at the drive-thru. I'll have a number one, she'll have a number two. You and I will go the distance. Take you past the sun to the stars. Your love is my only existence. Your line is just the way I walk. Well, you and I will go the distance. I'll take you past the sun to the stars. Your love is my only existence. Your line is just the way I walk. Well, I just wanna be with you. till my days are through. 'Cause you are my only truth. You can spend my money however you want. Throw it in the fire till it's all gone. Defend my honor even when I'm wrong. Your heart is like a pistol and your body's like a love song. You and I will go the distance. Take you past the sun to the stars. Your love is my only existence. Your line is just the way I walk. Yeah. You and I will go the distance. I'll take you past the sun to the stars. Your love is my only existence. Your line is just the way I walk. Yeah.
Ernie Ball put together this 10-part documentary series, Capturing the White Buffalo, the Recording of American Songwriter. That's a pretty elaborate and detailed inside look at the White Buffalo. I mean, how did that come about?
It was just our relationship with Ernie Ball. They've been kind of hooking me up with strings, and we've been talking about bigger things. And I think possibly Jeff, my manager, and them were just collaborated on something and talked about what could we do. And this idea came up, and it's cool. I think it really, I mean, it dives super deep. I mean, you're in the studio. You're hearing the banter between everything. There's a lot of explanation as far as songwriting, arrangements, musicality. I think it came out. This guy, Will Overby, that is the director, editor. He's kind of a one-stop-shop guy who did it. He's just a fly in the room and, you know, capturing it from the beginning.
Well, Chico, he lies, but he got it coming. He don't know when to quit. He just keeps his mouth running from day into night. Grab the money in the bag, the Colt Smith and Wesson. Gonna take him out back, gonna teach him a lesson that'll stick in his mind. You better follow the lessons he designed. Don't you follow him down past the borderline. Can't find the dope, I don't know where he headed. Well, he's sneaky like that. Maybe we should just split, put it out of our mind. When Chico comes to, he heads out for the border. They got women and pills that can stretch his disorder right over his eyes. He got ties to the cartel, put it out of your mind. Don't you follow him down past the borderline. He was always high. Knew right from wrong, literally out of his mind. But I hear there's a golden gate. It glows like the sunshine. Well, I'll meet you there. This ain't forever, but this is goodbye. Sliding with no passport or no trail of paper. Well, I know where he's staying. He'll be meeting his maker. Then I will get mine. So I kick in the door at the Casa Donata. Well, he swings from the fan like a busted pinata with no candy prize. I better cut my losses just to get out alive. Gonna head up north, cross the borderline. Rust him up, I'm on and waiting, no way to rewind. Should have never gone down past the borderline.
We're going to have an opportunity coming up in a week or so, and we want to thank you. We're going to have our KCSN members appreciation show, and we're going to, for many of them, it's going to be an opportunity for them to be exposed live in concert. It's August 23rd at the Roxy. Many of them, this will be a chance for you to perform the new songs, Love and the Death of Damnation, for the first time, and that'll be a wonderful shared experience. And the record is in store August 21st, a week from this Friday.
Correct.
So people have time to save up, you know, a few extra bucks.
They do.
Two lattes, and boom.
And it's, I mean, it's available on now. You can pre-order the album on iTunes and Amazon, and you'll get you can get a song now that's available. I think Modern Times is available. And I think we're going to give one more track. If you pre-order it, you get it. There's also pledgemusic.com where you can do all the pre-order stuff as well. And you get those couple tracks early before the 21st, just as a
thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sites are waiting now. It used to be operators are waiting now, but now online sites are waiting now for your pre-order of the album Love and the Death of Damnation from the White Buffalo. Jake, always great having you here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we'll see you in about 10 days live at the Roxy. It's going to be great.
It's going to be fun.
Can't wait, man. It is Jake Smith. He is the White Buffalo on 88.5 KCSN.